Idiosyncrasies. Bum, bum.
Hello, everybody. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and... Jared. What's that?
Jared.
Not this one. So off screen, Jared goes, "Can you see your eyebrows? I could see my eyebrows."
Landon, can you see your eyebrows?
Yes. So I have to, like, look down.
Hey, then... like, I can get the skin between my eyelid and eyebrows to touch my eyeball.
Yeah, but I got some bushy brows, though, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, mine aren't. Like, Trey's, compared to ours, Trey's are fairly thin, so that, yeah. That's also probably.
No, I got some fucking, like, Gai Sensei brows.
Yeah, but, like, I can, like. All right. So the reason I bring you here today, we'll get to music in a second. I've been fucking up some lemon Oreos recently.
Some
this is
shit.
The last one in the box.
Oh.
It was just like this. It's
a triple stacker?
This frosting was on.
Wow, you got triple snacker as the last one. That's great.
I want some lemon Oreos now.
See, and look, it was made like that because it has the Oreo stamp in it.
That's the official Oreo stamp right there. For our audio listeners, Jared is tonguing the Oreo lemon frosting.
Our audio listeners, I punched in a single cam on only Jared while he tongued an Oreo. yeah, we're late, Pav. That was my fault. I was setting up.
All right. So
we're still going.
For a week. My first song. Gonna be White Knuckles by OK Go.
That's a great song.
My second song is gonna be Black Moon Rising by Black Pumas. My third song, My Tangerine Dream by Wolf Mother. My fourth song, Times Like These, acoustic version by Foo Fighters.
What is it?
Times Like These, acoustic version. It came on when I was in the shower, and then I cried. Just kidding. I was already crying when I got in the shower.
Okay. My four songs. Cracker Island by Gorillaz and Thundercat. Another Gorillaz song, New Gold by Gorillaz. Okay. You okay?
What?
What happened?
Can't recreate it. That was my last Oreo.
Damn it. I missed it. I was looking at the screen. What the fuck?
There was just no words. Jared and I looking at each other. Oh my god, you gotta clip that one for the fucking TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking
okay.
Oreo stuck in my mouth too, so when I hunched over, I started to drool.
All right, my third song, Aaliyah by Donny Iris, and Playing God by Polyphia. All right, Quay.
All right. We're gonna go with Kiss the Go-Goat by Ghost.
The Go-Goat?
Kiss the Go-Goat.
Kiss the Go-Goat. You're listening to a lot of Ghost.
Just some Ghost, like. Latin Simone, cool. The Gorillaz, that's the song you...
Right? Fucking great, that's fucking really great.
Yeah.
Do you want the English one or the Spanish?
The English one.
Yeah. It's a fucking great song. Yeah, fucking Gorillaz week, huh?
You do?
My camera, there's...
You got like a yeah, you got like a fish, you got yeah. fisheye lens. I like this frame right here.
Putting my socks on so I can walk to my fridge without you guys seeing my feet.
Oh, yeah, socks on!
anyway. Oh, let me scroll through my like songs here. Oh, shit.
Shuffle pick number 13. Do it.
I'm way past 13.
Yeah, you're like 83.
Yeah. going to California. Led Zeppelin.
Good for you. Oh.
Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin. Jimmy's mom. Jimmy's Zeppelin.
Brain damage. Pink Floyd.
There is a lunatic on the grass. There's a lunatic in my ass.
Oh.
Roger, please.
You ever just like be chilling and then you feel or see the muscles in your body and then you're like, holy shit. I do that anytime I'm listening to a presentation. Because, like, especially fingers, like...
So I notice that every time I take muscle relaxers before I have to give a presentation, that my muscles just stop working. Yeah, I just...
Like, you can't see it because of the quality, but, like, the tendon in your arm moves when you... Like,
Yeah.
You can't see it because I got skin over my muscles, but I got muscles there. Oh, yeah, I do that. I do that one.
I hate that one. Oh.
That is, like...
Yeah, you triangle out fully. Oh, fuck. Can you do that one more time? Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Hold it.
Okay, perfect.
And, like, really I haven't shaved my neck beard, so it's just...
Yeah, I need to clean mine up a bit. Fuck.
Oh. God, that's so funny.
That doesn't even look real.
I'm gonna gaslight the shit out of you with this picture.
It's gonna be that picture with, like, the fucking crying
face on it. Or, like, the really round bug-eyed one.
Oh,
my God. Where's our Snapchat?
Did anybody bring anything to talk about this week? Because I didn't.
I talked about Oreos and muscles.
Lane, did you bring anything to talk about?
What happened this week?
I don't know. We played a lot of that.
I've been so busy, bro. I'm so ready to graduate. The art exhibit I'm working on opens in 3 weeks. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
There's updates on my nose. So... I want to show everyone what I'm having to take daily. So I have to do this once in the morning, once at night. I have to do this during my flare-ups.
Hold on.
A
little more center camera.
So I have to take that twice a day. I have to take this during my flare-ups.
Yep.
I have to take this once a day.
That is a dildo.
I have to take this at night. Then there's another pill I have to take twice a day. I have to take that during nighttime. Because it's such fucking bullshit. My nose is so fucking broken. They literally prescribed me three fucking nasal shots. They just don't fucking understand that, like, they're doing nothing because this here.
Get us in there.
So that is closed, off. You can see some hair.
Here's a fun part.
You can see like some like oh
Oh yeah, there it is.
Watch me breathe in.
Yeah.
Wait, why do your nostrils go in when you breathe in?
I mean, I can control them to go out. But like,
that's so
weird. It's more that this one do yours not?
Wait, what do you mean?
Mine flare out.
Yeah, but can you make them go in? Like, it's probably just a learned behavior, and whatever you do, like, naturally is what sticks. Because, like, I can make them go out, but consciously, when I breathe in, they go in.
That's true. Yeah, I can't make mine go in. I can make mine go out, though. So.
Yeah, my left nostril completely closes when I breathe in hard.
It's like focusing super hard trying to move his nostrils.
Yeah, my. See how it's curved?
Your shit's fucked, bro.
Yeah, shit's fucked. You can see it curved. So this wall is caved in. So I actually cannot breathe out of that nostril. And so they're having me shove these nasal sprays up my fucking arse every day. But it just because the wall is closed, it does nothing. So I'm still dying. They're like, let's prescribe you another nasal shot. So they were saying I should get a fourth one. I want to kill a nurse.
Unrelated.
No, very related. Very related.
Kill a nurse.
That's a little mean. They're doing their best.
Singing a song.
They're doing their best, but like it's so annoying having to tell them, hey, I got a fucked up fucking face. Can you stop? I don't.
Yeah, like fucking ridiculous. My junior year of high school, I don't like nothing even happened to my nose. Like I didn't get punched or anything. Like it just stopped working correctly.
Just stopped fucking
and
working.
I couldn't like I noticed it because I was in marching band and I couldn't breathe while marching and playing my instrument. And then I felt like a bitch because I had to like walk without playing. Because I couldn't fucking breathe. And every morning since, I've woken up congested.
Damn, wait, really?
Yeah.
I always wake up. I could never actually play without. Like, I couldn't breathe and play at the same time either. I just thought.
I was told I have a partially deviated septum. But I also get a lot of nosebleeds, too.
Yeah.
So.
Mine's literally like. That way, so
damn,
I do have a wall in my nose. Yeah,
see if I got another fucking issue I need to worry about.
You have to talk to the ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah, ENT specialist.
It's fucked up though, because I had to get my sinuses checked out. Because so my mom, she had like a benign tumor in her nose when I was like 16, so she had to have surgery to get it out. And then when that's around the same time, I was starting to have breathing problems, so she's like, I'm bugging. We're going to get you checked out because I was also wanting to get checked out because of my nosebleeds. To check sinuses, they put, it's probably about yay long, metal camera. Like, it's just a metal stick.
Really?
And you have to sit back. They put some, like, lidocaine spray in your nose to numb it up a bit. In your brain. Yeah. That entire thing. Whoop. Oh, I just poked myself in the eye.
That's whack. See, when they checked out my sinuses, I just did a CT scan.
Yeah, they said fuck you. This was in Columbus. This was at like cancer hospital.
Go fuck yourself.
And they fucking the right side was fine. It was in there longer than I wanted, but I powered through. The left side, and they were like, "Yo, if you have to sneeze or move at all, tell us immediately so we can get it out of you."
Yeah.
They went up and. They tried four different times, and every time they got to a certain point, and it would, like, tickle my sinuses, and then I would just sneeze. I was terrified. I thought I was going to jam this.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Imagine a giant fucking... I would die, man. Fucking... Oh, I can't handle that kind of shit. I'm surprised that they didn't give you a CT option. That's weird.
I really got myself in the eye, man.
Yeah, you really...
Yeah, your eye is matching with your skin color.
Yeah. Your eye's super fucking red right now.
Jesus.
Sounding better, Maggie. It might be voice. Well,
I always feel like such a bitch whenever I have like something in my eye or just like rubbing my eyes in general in public. I'm like,
yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I'm doing like you this.
Have to, yeah, and you have to grunt like.
Oh shit, that was way too loud. Hold on.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's Trey.
Yep, hi.
He morning. Funny loud, funny loud.
Oh, my chair broke.
Oh yeah,
that happened. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, that broke. Snapped my back in half. So that was fun.
I'm trying to be your chair. Oh god.
So I got a new chair.
Bro, I'm trying to blow your back out.
Let me look through my camera roll, see if I have anything new to tell
you. I like this chair a lot. I really do. It's a great chair. Only problem, it's not leather, it's cloth, which I wanted cloth, but it likes to leave imprints very easily.
Oh, yeah.
fucking RoboCop. I was watching YouTube last night and I only had like shirt and boxers on or whatever. And I got up and I looked down and all I saw was two imprints on my leg and then a little bit more of an imprint in the middle. And I was like, damn.
So like, how big was that imprint? How big we talking?
All right, let's see.
Show us your dick imprint.
Show us your balls.
Balls.
I mean, I've been wearing jeans. Or like,
give me a reference. Give me a reference image.
You can't stand.
Bring out the banana.
This is a lot of work. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't really see the dick, but you can definitely see the cooch and everything. Like, look at that.
Cooch. Damn, now I'm gonna get that chair.
Yeah.
That one specifically, not
yeah, you want that one.
How much are you selling it for?
Yeah, so sitting on a toilet after someone else has.
That's the worst experience.
I love it.
why am I not fucking warm. Surprised?
I mean, I hate it when it's like a normal chair because, like, I like the coldness of a normal chair. But like toilet seats, I'll share my warmth with someone.
I don't know. Like, I hate a cold toilet seat, but I hate the warmth of like someone else. Like, I know someone was sitting there and it's warm because of that. I hate that.
I actually like to make sure.
I want
to
leave this conversation.
Man up! Breathe, talk about your ass!
I'll breathe hot air onto the toilet.
I literally just showed you an imprint of my ass in front of the chair. What do you mean? I'm talking about sharing heat from other people's asses.
Talk about sharing fecal matter.
I have a confession. I'm a member of the Tall Gum Gang. When I smile.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A lot of gum up there. I have small
freak,
teeth.
Freak.
It's just a fact. My mom's the same way. My sister, not as much, but I get my tall gums from my mom. But then when I'm on dating apps, because like you can tell when someone has tall gums and I see it, I was like, ew. Like, they're a member of the Tall Gum Gang too. And then I swipe left. Okay, so I don't know, like, I gotta get.
While you're getting into character, let me say, Jared. Jared is a member of the Handsome Man Gang too. Pav says.
Pav, who has the sexy hand?
Okay, I'm ready.
You, I think.
Me?
Because you were like adjusting
when
your
I
camera.
When I go on dating apps, if I like at this point, I'm 21. I'm probably gonna be dating to marry. And like, hopefully, I have kids one day. I take into consideration if I want that person's traits to be some of my kids' traits. That's why I can't do a tall gum. I can't have my kid having giant gums, man. I can't put him through it.
I can't put him through it.
Hey girl, what's up? What's your genetic?
Hey, what's your do me a favor. Smile really quick.
Full medical history on you, your mom, your dad, and your grandparents.
Any like past like health conditions, any like weird genetic deformities. What's the
history of heart disease and diabetes in your family?
Yeah, you seem like a really nice girl, but man, those heart murmurs, they really just
they sneak up on you.
There was one really, girl really take your score down. Her bio just straight up was like, yeah, I have heart disease, sorry.
Have you seen, maybe that's sorry. Just more in this town because it's like conservative town.
The all about
sports. No, the what?
Oh, never mind. I'll talk about that later.
No, I get so many that in their bio it's like, I'm really tall, so I'll give you D1 babies. Like, what the fuck does babies, that mean?
That means swipe left. That's what
yeah, no,
D1.
Like Division One.
Division
like
One.
Sport.
Yeah, like the good sport. Like sports. Like why is that important? Stop.
Is it like
go
a,
away?
A 12th of. Is that like a fraction of D12? What does that mean?
No, it's like division one. Like
one, division two, division three.
Well, D12 being super, the rap super group featuring Eminem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, rap reference.
Yeah, that'd be a swipe left too, just so you know.
Yes. So like, I don't know. It's just interesting just seeing how everyone perceives themselves just in general, because like that is going to reflect in bios on dating apps. And pretty so what my studies have concluded are that any girl 5'8 and above considers themselves tall, which is fair because like for girls 5'8
is
like kind of tall, but I wouldn't say I start even like being like damn that girl's really tall until they're like 5'10, 6'4,
7'. 8', yeah. 9', yeah, okay.
But yeah, there is a direct correlation between girls being tall and being like, D1 babies. And like, yeah, I was right. Literally just thinking about that yesterday too. I was like,
well, a lot of it, Rain, she's tall. She's 5'7 and a half. So I guess that's not Jared's definition of tall. But,
well, no, right like, it's relatively tall.
I'm just fucking with it. But and she gets really hurt because a lot of friends, like, or just girls generally, are typically smaller than her. And sometimes, like, she's actually had people legit call her like offensive names. And like, sometimes girls can be fucking mean about it, man. Like, what this one girl was straight up just saying shit about her. It's like. Making fun of her height, saying she's like just super, it's just rude. People are fucking dicks about that. Like, height literally means fucking nothing unless you're a 5'5" male. Then,
we love our short kings, all right?
No. Okay, I'll be honest, every man I've ever met that's 5'5", I have a problem with, like, every single one.
It's because like, they compensate with it for something else, driving a Mustang or having a mom that drives a school bus.
Why did we immediately think of the same fucking person? I was gonna fucking talk about him. Oh, I love that.
Getting bullied by popular TikTok creators.
That's another person.
I'm so curious. What the fuck?
Oh man!
You probably know the first one.
You,
the second
Layden, you have sent me a TikTok from this guy that got bullied by the TikTok.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So okay. Long story short, the TikTok creator Rick something. He's the one with the grandma. He regularly has little people on his channel. And he's either like taping them to things, throwing shit at them, making them do stupid stunts. And it's like all of his content. And this kid that was in my class, like, he keeps milking the one video he did for St. Patrick's Day where he was a leprechaun. And he's like, he tags this guy and stuff too. And it's like, you're not friends. He used you for content, and that's why you haven't made another video. And then, yeah, the first guy, Trey knows exactly.
I know exactly. I've talked about him. He's the...
yeah, we've talked about him on the show before.
He was the one I, like, got in a fight with, and his friend sent me the picture of myself on gay porn. Yeah.
The gay porn incident.
The gay porn incident. Little did they know.
I'm trying to think of other short people I know.
There's this guy that I went to college with. I did the Foley sound for a theater play, and this guy who went to college with me, he was like 5'4", and he walked like shoulder first.
Oh, I hate that.
Ass back, but ass back.
Oh, Quentin walks
so,
like
that. So like a gorilla.
But yeah, or like a backwards duck. Really.
Like really. How gorillas walk.
Yeah,
gorilla. Okay, yeah, gorilla. Like, you know, like fucking fucking like Tarzan and shit. But 5'4", so it looks really funny when he's stocky, you know? This guy threatened to kick my ass like 6-7 times. I'm like, dude, I can literally like do the whole like do this while you're like doing that. It's like shut up, dude. Oh,
Brandon,
my God.
How tall are you?
5'9".
I just measured. It's like 5'9". I think me and Trey are like the same.
Yeah, Lane and I are the same height because I was about as tall as I'm at the convention.
Yeah. Speaking of fucking killing nurses, I went to the ENT one time. I went to ENT one time and they like had me on a thing and they were weighing me and then they were telling my height and they were like, "How tall are you?" Before they measured me, or like as they're measuring me, they're like, "How tall are you?" I said, I like 5'9", 5'10", something like that. I haven't measured myself in a while. They're like, looks here that you're 5'7".
You're wrong.
I went home, I grabbed the fucking tape measure, and I fucking measured myself. Yeah, 5'9". Fucking
that's
asshole.
What, I mean, they don't, like, measure your height anymore, typically, in doctor's offices, I've noticed. Like, they'll ask you for your height, and it's like, what am I gonna do? Stand in my bathroom with a tape measure and measure myself? That's your job.
Why do they even need
my
height?
They stop doing it after like a specific age.
Oh, okay.
Because like chances are
you're not growing
really
much.
Be growing.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know why they measured my height. Then she asked how much I weigh and how
at the ENT.
Tall. Yeah.
That's wild.
She just wanted to embarrass you, bro.
Yeah, so
that was her own personal scale.
So I'm so fucking confused.
Did you measure 5
now? Like,
what,
if I was like 5, if I
fuck, just hearing that. That just quietly.
So, I'm trying to read it quietly. I don't know how loud the
sound is. Is that from bass or shaft?
Welcome to our new NPR podcast.
We out here measuring from under the
so,
balls.
Yeah, I'm so confused on why they would need my height anyways, now that I'm thinking about it. Like,
they place bets in the back for how much the percentage of your nose is to your height.
I was going to say, are they going to reject my surgery if I'm too short?
That could have been it. They could have been measuring to get just weight so they know what kind of like anesthesia, how much, because that's based on weight and height.
Yeah, it was very fucking weird.
Speaking of Landon's nose, we were playing Scriblio last night. Like,
I knew exactly what you were going to fucking say.
So we were playing, it was like Maggie, Wemmy, Landon, and I were playing Scriblio. And we put in a bunch of custom words that's just stuff that's more pertinent to us that we know. And we put in just names. So Landon's was in there. Landon came up so many fucking times, and every time he came up, all we did was draw half a circle for a head and another large-ass half circle for a nose, and immediately it's Landon.
This was the drawing. This was literally the drawing. They gave up literally drawing a top of the skull. They drew a U. Then they drew a backwards J, and then two
little strands of hair.
Yeah, we got the brown hairs. We got the brown hairs. They're in there. See?
Oh God.
We really do have to play that again. We should get like a large group of people to play that too. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, I'm 6'2".
All right. Okay. Did you just measure that, like, base to tip or shaft, or...?
6 inches, 2 millimeters. I'm 6 foot, 2 inches. Those are two different measurements.
All right. cat so, scratching at my door.
Right have now. Y'all ever drawn blood on someone? Not like medically, but like caused someone to bleed.
Oh, no. Anyways, let's not talk about that.
Anyways, let's get past that one. No, I don't think I
like,
have.
I've accidentally given people like paper cuts or like, you know, accidentally was like, ooh, sorry, you know, or pinches or whatever. But I've never actually like intentionally made someone bleed.
Ray almost got stabbed.
I did almost get stabbed. I got a knife pulled on me.
Yeah, I remember that.
When?
So my senior year of high school. Yeah, I'll tell this story. This is funny. There was a kid in marching band with us.
He was a freshman.
Yeah, he was a freshman. And so this is like after school. We're like finished up like a rehearsal or something for one of the many music groups we were all a part of. And so we're just standing in like a clump outside the band room. This kid walks up and kind of just inserts himself into our social circle. And I was like, all right, whatever. No one wants to cause a scene. And so I make some joke to him. Like I was riffing on him. And he's just like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And just fucking pulled out a knife, like a little pocket knife out of his pocket, already drawn, like blade already flipped out, and holds it at me. And I'm like, okay, whoa. And like, everyone started nervously laughing. It's like, what the fuck do we do? Like, yeah.
We called him Stabby the rest of his life.
He did Daddy. That. I think it was like either a week earlier or a week later. He did the same thing to somebody else, a couple years below me.
So, in sixth grade, there was this kid. His name was Kyle. He was kind of fucked up. So sixth grade is when all the middle schools were in the same building because they were building the new ones. This kid, for some reason, like, if he told you he had a knife, you would just believe him. That's just like the kind of person he was. Mm-hmm. He pulled a knife and tried to stab someone, but they were wearing like too puffy of a coat and sweatshirt that it just barely nicked their back.
Ooh.
He got suspended for like 6 weeks. He came back once we were in the new building, and like I talked to him because I was like, yeah, I don't want this kid to fucking stab me.
Yeah.
So like I would talk to him in the one class I had, and then one day he was like, hey, check this out. And he had made a shiv out of half a pair of scissors.
Oh,
like
my,
it torn
scissors
apart. Fuck, he's like, dude, yo, look at this. I was like, wow. And next thing I know, he got expelled because he got caught with the shiv.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's up to now, but
so that kid got, you said, suspended for 6 weeks?
I think so. Something like that.
Stabby got suspended for like a week.
Yeah, because like didn't actively stab someone.
Move on me!
But pointing a knife is different than stabbing someone in the back.
Yeah, I mean,
them because I have a
even
coat on.
Still, it,
that's
like
crazy.
That's the difference between assault and then like threat of assault.
Yeah.
Like, I had a knife pulled on me one time. It was when I was in college.
Why is it we each have a knife story at such drastically different ages? Yeah.
We covered all the grounds. Mine was middle school, high school. Year college.
Yeah.
At least the new Great Britain. So I was in college. It was my freshman. Yeah, it was my freshman year in college, and I was going to meet a teacher to talk about a college paper, and she sent me an address. To go to one of the English houses, but she forgot one of the ones, so it's like 1112. She only said 112, and it's on the same street, but just way drastically down. It is in this. You guys ever know like the police station is at in Findlay, and you know how like there's a lot of those roads near like the library that's kind of like you know, yeah. I went down that road and. The GPS was having a problem because I don't think that address actually exists, but it was just giving me a guesstimate of where it would be if it did exist. So I pull into this driveway, gravel, a bunch of trash and like pallets everywhere, giant plastic bags, and then like a giant white like garage building, and this guy is in the corner. And so I was like, okay. So I look out, or I get out of the car with my big ass fucking book bag, and you know, I got all my books. So I got a book bag that's like this big. I look like Coconut from
fucking Coconut Head.
Mom, get out!
I'm trying to tell a story, I got stabbed. So I look like Coconut wearing, you know, my UF fucking merch clothes, and then big ass fucking book bag with like a laptop and like six books in it. And I'm like, hey, do you know where 1112 this street's at? And this guy looks at me. He's like, no, I don't. I turn around. I was like, okay, have a good day. He comes up by me. He's like, hey. And then he's like, you know, just like the, you know, thing at me. And I was like, okay. And and so I just kept on going.
So this reminds me, the same kid who got expelled for stabbing someone and making a shift. So we went to the same middle school, and like I was one of the only people who really talked to him, and we lived in kind of the same neighborhood. So one day I was riding my bike, and then he like saw me. He started like chasing me on my bike.
Oh my God.
So around my neighborhood, I was taking alley, and like Trey, you've been to my house. You know where I live, Landon. I don't know if you know where you know the Jack and Jen's Asian Grocery and like Lee's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live behind that grocery store, so not okay. A good part of town.
Yeah.
So this kid was chasing me on his bike, and like he wasn't doing it with like any malicious intent. It's like, oh, I'm gonna get you, and he was just trying to get me off my bike, just as a game that someone who stabs someone plays. And so I was taking alleys, and like I finally lost him, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to go back to my house yet.
Damn.
Then
knives, man.
When I was in it was elementary school, whenever like skateboards were really popular for kids who didn't skate, I got a skateboard, and like I left it on my porch just because I was messing around. We have like a big like colonial wraparound porch type thing, and my dog just starts barking. I was like, what the fuck? And it was like summer, and like we just ignored it. We're like, no one's out there, whatever. And then I go back out because I wanted to mess around with my skateboard, and my skateboard wasn't there. So I came in. I was like, my skateboard isn't there. We're like, oh, shit. The dog was probably barking at someone taking it. So my dad and I got in his truck, and we're driving around. We didn't even get a block away. And there's this, like, older guy, like, adult, standing in the middle of the road with a skateboard in two halves. And he's just, like, really confused. And then we're like, hey, what just happened? I was like, that's my skateboard. And he's like, yeah, this kid was going, he tried to like do a trick or something, and he fell off, and then he broke it in half and ran away.
Jesus, what an asshole.
And then I knew like the kids in my grade who lived in the area, so I told this story at school. This was like third, fourth grade. It was fourth grade. And this he just got like this really nervous look on his face, and I knew he lived near me. I was like, this fucking kid. And he was like kind of a bitch too, so I was like, I'm so convinced he was the one who took my skateboard. But yeah,
what an asshole.
Neighborhood. That's the moral of the story.
See, I didn't live in a rough neighborhood, but what the fuck is wrong with your apartment?
That's my TV, bro.
You live in a fucking, like, rainforest cafe, I swear. Anyways, I don't even remember the fuck I was talking about. God damn it, Jared.
Rough neighborhood.
Rough neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't live in a rough neighborhood, but the neighbor kids hated me. There was one time, they like to play like the gun games, but and shit like that. Like they all had
like
their
to play
fucking
throw shit at Landon.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because my mom didn't allow me to have toy guns as a kid. The most I had was like a foam sword. So they would have a bunch of like BB guns and Nerf guns that they would actually like fucking shoot. Yeah, real BB. I would come home with like fucking welts all over my body. So all I could do is fucking hit them with, like, foam swords or sticks.
They're fucking killing you, and your best defense is just, stop!
Yeah, that's all I had. And this foam sword would just go, you know, they would go,
I just imagine like this arsenal of six children with full like BB rifles lined up behind a log, and just Landon's walking. Yeah. They just fucking pelt you.
Yeah, no, dude, like the whole. there was one time though. There was one time where they were doing it, and I got pissed off. I'm like, hey, can I not be the guy who gets shot? And they're like, no, because we don't want to be the one who gets shot. I'm like, okay, that's a fair enough. Fuck it.
Fair enough. So, you know, I guess.
You're right. So I said, you know what? I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to hit them harder with real sticks. So I
Landon became a murderer on this day.
I became a revenger, I guess. So I had this thick ass stick, probably as thick as like this fucking hairbrush. It was a thick ass fucking stick.
Okay.
And I
with malicious intent, I snuck up behind them and knocked this kid out.
And fucking this kid had a giant, and he didn't have a shirt on. He was just in his shorts. He had a giant red welt on his back, and he started crying and stuff. And so the other kids, they started getting their BB guns and like started chasing after me. And I ran to my garage when the door was open, and then I pressed the button, and I was just like, as they were like, I was like waving to them as they were chasing me, watching the garage door go down. Next, like 30 minutes, my doorbell was like ding, 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 ding. It was the funniest fucking shit. One of my favorite.
Roughly 20 minutes ago, Landon was offended by the question, have you ever made someone bleed? No, hey. But I beat the shit out of a kid with a stick.
I didn't beat the shit out of him. I just gave him a good old whelp, you know?
I just like the fucking main character energy of shutting your garage door and waving to them as it's going down.
It was funny as fuck. Well, because like I didn't explain that. Like a couple days before, one of them was like shit talking my sisters. I'm like, okay, all right. And that was the same kid that I welted.
Okay, so let's cause, intent, plan, action.
That's...
I had the red strings. I had the fucking, like, the board with, like, the flags.
You didn't have any of that. You had a whiteboard with one name written on it.
I had a stick, and that's all I had.
Stick in a dream.
A stick in a dream.
So when I was younger, the public pool was a big hangout spot. Mm-hmm. That's where we like to go. Like, that's my sister would go with me, and she would just, like, watch me while I did stuff with friends. Y'all remember Five Stars?
I also have a five-star story. That's really funny.
Five-star.
When you'd slap him hard as shit on the back.
Okay.
For some reason, that was a big thing when I was in, like, third grade. Everyone was like, ha, five-star, and they'd slap the shit out of you. I was at the pool, bare ass, and this girl, she was the cousin of a girl I had the crush on, so I was like, she's whatever, I guess I'll hang out with her, too. And we were joking around. She slapped the shit out of me. My sister probably still has a picture of it somewhere, but it stayed like it like swelled, and it was like puffy. She slapped so hard.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I bet that fucking hurt too. He's like right on the back.
Not at all, actually.
Oh, okay. Barely felt it. When I was younger, five stars were big, but like Indian rug burns are the staple.
Oh yeah.
The rug burn, remember the one kid was like
staple
where you would have your thumb like hidden and then they would just push your far into your skin, and like they would have, you know, kids in fucking cut their nails.
We called them monkey bites. That's
monkey bites. Yeah, at my school we called them staplers. There was this one kid. Fucking this dude did not cut his nails, and I think he intentionally did not cut his nails, especially his thumb, so he could.
He
like,
knew what he was doing.
He fucking like shred. He didn't bring up blood, but like he left it. Like he like ripped off some skin of mine. Fucking assholes.
So I think Five Star has knocked somebody out like twice in my life.
Jesus.
Like not like full on unconscious knocked out, but like I never, but like I have witnessed a guy get like eat shit after getting five star. So the first time, this it was like in middle school. This guy was just talking shit about some friends. Somebody came up, or it might have been him, five-starred somebody in the back. And like my friend like just hit the grass, fucking fell down. I think that's the only time I've actually gotten involved in a fucking fight in school. Like, I jumped on this guy, like, fucking backpack, like, grabbed around him, just, like, not letting go. I was just trying to, like, fucking knock this guy over.
Jesus.
The other time, I was on a basketball team through, like, the Y or something. Ooh. And so we were doing, I think, just, like, a shirt skins practice. Something happened, I don't know what it was. I think they were just fucking around, but somebody comes up, five stars this other guy. He's like, it was the same as Jared, but it was, like, puffy, like, hit him hard enough, it puffed up. This guy hit the fucking court. Like, bloody nose, and she was like, holy fuck, I'm done. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, Jesus.
Like, the first one was like, it's grass, it's fine, it doesn't hurt so much. This guy hit a fucking waxed basketball court.
God, yeah, and that shit skids, man. That shit skids.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
oh my God.
I have choose your adventure. I have two different stories on, like, two different things about just fucking with people. So pick A or B.
B.
Let's go with A.
All right. So seventh or eighth grade. We did this thing called rhinoing, where you just go up behind someone and knee them in the ass. That was just a thing. It was like specific to my school. We made it up. We just wanted to fuck with people. There's this kid. I had a lot of like hatred towards him. Just I didn't like him. I didn't, but like, it was one of those where we were like still friends, but we obviously didn't like each other. It was more just, we were friends around other friends. And if you got rhinoed, you had to rhino the next person. It was kind of like tag, but you're shoving your knee in someone's asshole.
Right.
He was part of this game and I was too. One day I'm in my locker. He fucking comes up behind me, hits me while I'm like headfirst in my locker, and I like went forward and hit my head. I was so pissed. I stalked this kid's locker for like a week. I was like, I'm gonna get him. He has to bend down in his locker sometime. And I fucking got him so good. So yeah, that's story B. Story A.
I like to choose your own adventure, even though I was gonna tell both.
We chose the order we wanted to hear them in.
The brother of a good friend of mine, when he was a freshman, I was a junior. Annoying as shit. I don't even remember how it started, but I started doing this thing that we deemed enlightening, where I would just put my forearm around his throat with him facing forward, and I would just squeeze. And then when he felt like he was about to pass out, he'd tap my arm and I would let him go. And he'd have to like lay down because he couldn't like do anything else because he almost passed out. And like our director knew about this, and we were at a primary school about to do a Christmas show. And he's like, Jared, hit me with it. So I do it while he's sitting at the drums. I squeeze real tight. He's laying on the floor. We have like 5 minutes before we need to go on. And then she comes in. She's like, what is happening? I was like, I enlightened him. She's like, why? So jump forward a few months. Well, no, not even a couple of weeks. We were in the basement of this person's house for a Christmas party. And everyone knew like I did this to this kid. And a couple people are like, damn, I kind of want to try it. And the guy's mom was, she like works in an ER. So I was like, okay, I wouldn't do this if we were in anyone else's house. But because we have like a direct emergency contact, if anything goes wrong, we'll be fine. So our good buddy Christian was like, I'll do it. I go, okay, when you feel like you're about to pass out, tap my arm. I go around, and he's small. So
he's
like,
real small.
I was a little like scrawnier, but I was about the same height. And like this was my junior year, yeah. So he's like what, 5'4", 5'5", not even.
Yeah.
And so I go put my fucking forearm and bicep on his throat, start squeezing, and he just There's a video. Yeah. There's a video. Rachel took a video of it, and the caption is, "He didn't tap out." Just squeezing, and his legs just crumbling. But like, if you've never been the cause of someone passing out, it's really because like their body goes limp, but at the same time, it like stiffens up.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I put him down? Because his legs were bent, but then he like tensed. And he also has a lot of health problems. And like, he has.
He's got
like,
Tourette's.
Yeah. So I was like,
Jesus Christ, Jared. Like,
he volunteered. And then after that, someone else was even like, I'll do it.
And then the guy in the wheelchair came up and he was like, you know what? Might as well.
My legs are already.
This girl, she's probably the same height as this kid and so much skinnier. Yeah. Like, I felt like I was about to break her, but she's like, I need more experience before college. I was like, okay, you heard the rules with the last guy. Make sure you tap out. I go. As soon as I start squeezing, she, like, chokes on her own spit and just like... So, I'm like, okay, I'll guide you this time. I was like, take a big, deep breath in and then breathe out slowly as I squeeze. And then she like choked again and I didn't make her pass out. But yeah, that's what I did my junior year of high school.
Jesus.
I made
Christ.
People pass out in basements and called it
the crypt. This is the
first
crypt
time
keeper,
I knew
or...
I'd be yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was like,
that's your
time
origin
I knew
story.
I'd be a cult leader.
That's what I'm saying. You've got the charisma for it. People will just do what you want. People will just do what you tell them to do.
Literally. You know how fucked up it is? Like any other time, if I told that story with less context, I'd be like, oh, this kid fucking like forced these kids to let him choke him out. No. They volunteered.
Wanted
they wanted to do it.
It's like that and the fucking like you every time you had your like section dress up for shit for the Halloween parade and shit, like no one
that
made them.
Just like that's when hazing got a little bit of like a concern, but which fun thing I found out this year in college during training that even if they volunteer, it can still be considered
right.
Hazing.
Yeah.
So my sophomore year when I first got into show choir, they did initiation for the guys every year, which none of the boingers were invited. My sophomore year, and then after that they started inviting them, but that year. They made him put on whitey tighties and a tank top, like a wife beater, which was fairly common. That happened every year. And then the initiation that year is they had to jump in a pond and swim across while all the upperclassmen shot Roman candles at him. That was the initiation. And then it toned down a lot more after that. It was just like hot sauce type shit. And then we did have a towel whipping tournament. And then if they lost in the tournament... And they had to wear their whitey tidies and like wife beaters during it as well. And then if they like got out on their round, they had to sit in a cold hot tub until the tournament was over.
I love that you guys picked up that fucking hot sauce shit every year, because that was just a random one-off thing. JP saw like bottle of hot sauce in Chicago. It's like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's buy this.
Oh, fuck. Okay. 6 minutes. Any closing remarks? We packed a lot of stories in this episode.
That was a lot. I mean, I think between this one and the BDSM episode, people are going to find out a lot about us.
This is a very opening one.
All right.
The goal is to have something new that can make people more concerned about me.
You know what? I got one more story. It happened in middle school. Okay. It happened in middle school. And I was not involved with this. It has happened to me, but I did not cause it. There was a big thing going around. I don't know if Finley had it, but what it was is that people would go to the bathroom. They would have the urinal wall, you know, and kids would go up because, you know, back then you would have like the lines and then everyone would go to the bathroom at the same time. You pretend you're at the urinal wall, right? You're doing your thing. Some other guy will come up behind you. Right on your ass. right on your ass. So that became a really big thing. It got weird though, because it started to evolve and they started doing other things. Like first they were doing, you know, front hand, then they were starting to do backhand.
They started doing other things.
Yeah. And the weird thing though is that one kid, I'm not gonna list names, but one kid started grabbing. and he would smack, then he would grab. One time he missed.
I was just trying to cop a feel.
He cupped a little bit more than a feel one time, and he went right in the gooch. Right in the gooch. And he squeezed. He still squeezed. He's still committed. And this kid was crying. And you know, not the one who grabbed the gooch.
The kid who got gooched.
I like the gooch grabber crying, though. Yeah. That's funny.
Still minding that these kids are still peeing while they're being grabbed.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We had, you know, it's like a normal day or whatever. Everyone's still doing this. whiplashing your cat. Over the announcements, the principal came on saying, all the boys are going to be meeting in the band room in 10 minutes. And we're like, oh fuck, we know what this is. And the middle school principal was an absolute sweetheart. He's a nice guy, like really nice. Jesus Christ, Jared. Super nice guy. Super nice guy. But when he gets upset, it's nightmare. First thing, so the band room, you know, it's an open space and things like that. And they cleared out all the instruments for everyone to sit down. All of us we don't even get the respect for sitting on chairs. We get to sit on the fucking hard ass fucking carpet floor. I'm not gonna say his name. What's his name? I'll call him Mr. Olive. Okay, Mr. Olive. He was pacing back and forth like that, a good 5-10 feet. Then he took a book, slammed on the ground. And again, we're on and we're talking. You know, we're like, what in the world? So we're just talking fucking middle school boys. Slams the book as hard as he can. It's a thick music book or whatever, and it shuts everyone up. And he's like, who is grabbing each other? It's like, I never ever want to hear or see or think about it again. And then we all just went back. Literally, it was like a 30-second situation. That's all that happened. Very fucking funny. It was super hilarious.
Yes. And then it's just a story of getting molested in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a week later, someone started doing the whole taking the toilet paper that's connected, putting the toilet and flushing, and then all the toilets bending. That became so we had the same fucking discussion next week. So yeah.
Fucking flushing.
It's just fucking the boys' bathroom in middle school is just fucking trench shit, you know.
It's those TikToks where it's just somebody walks into the bathroom, there's a mattress in the stall, there's music playing, there's a group of four people with Pokemon cards. Is how it is. That's just how it always is happening.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking bad. It was pretty bad. I just remember hearing about that kid that I wasn't friends with him or whatever, but I just heard, oh, that poor kid. Oh man, it was so sad. He skipped school for a week.
Yeah, I don't fucking blame him.
Which I don't know if he just faked being sick.
Sexually assaulted.
Yeah, holy kids, man.
I don't think Jesus. I would show up at all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that was God. Pretty fucked up.
So just do one more story to end the show on a lighter note.
Yeah, we can't end there.
My junior year, my chemistry teacher, his classroom was right next to the men's bathroom. And it was most common, if you were going to vape, you just went to this bathroom. It was just a thing. And whenever anyone would be someone's vaping, other teachers, if anyone snitched to anyone, they would tell this teacher because he was closest. And he would stop class, just dead stop, be like, wait. Vapor, and he would run out of the classroom and go catch the kid in the bathroom. And he had a tally on his board for how many kids vaping he caught in the bathroom.
You said this was in high school?
That's great.
Yeah.
Which teacher? Just initial.
Mark.
L. Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's his address? What's his political alignment?
I didn't like him, so I'm gonna just go on a little tangent. He always told people how he got a full ride for college, so that's why he chose teaching, and it's because he loves it and he didn't need to pay for it. He applied to medical school and didn't get in, so that's why he chose teaching.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, he was also in show choir at our high school and played soccer, so you just know he's kind of a bitch.
He's just a never left home type.
Yep.
All right, that's a good one to end on. So, thank you everybody for watching.
Hope Mark, you enjoyed this. If you see this, I hate you.
You're the gooch grabber. Just I know where you live.
He named
the stabby. If I ever see you again. I won't.
If you're out there
the
still
lightning
grabbing,
is coming.
If you grab one more gooch,
you will be
enlightened. I will fire.
When you turn 80, I'm coming.
Thank you everybody for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
Idiosyncrasies.